నమో విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణపృష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతిదేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యాధిష్టితారిణే శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద కీ జయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరుత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరే. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్తం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్ భవతి నైష్టికీ. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం 8th canto chapter 7 Lord Shiva saves the universe. I think on the board it is 26th verse. Okay, 25th and 26th is the verse today. 25th doesn't have any purport, therefore we just read through that one and the translation, and then we discuss the 26th verse together. తం శబ్దజోనిర్జగదాదిరాత్మా ప్రాణేంద్రియద్రవ్యగుణ స్వభావ కాలక్రతు సయమృతం చ ధర్మస్తత్యక్షరం చ త్రివృదా మనంతి. ఓ లార్డ్, యు ఆర్ ద ఒరిజినల్ సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ వేదిక్ లిటరేచర్. You are the original cause of material creation, the life force, the senses, the five elements, the three modes, and the Mahatattva. You are eternal time, determination, and the two religious systems called truth, satya, and truthfulness, rita. You are the shelter of the syllable Om, which consists of three letters, A, U, and Ma. Text 26. Agnir Mukham Te Akhila Devatatma Kshitim Vidur Loko Bhavangri Pankajam కాలం గతిం తే అఖిల దేవతాత్మనో దిశస్ చ కర్ణో రసనం జలేశం. అగ్నిర్ముఖం తే ఖిల దేవతాత్మా క్షీతిం విదుర్లోక భవాంఘ్రి పంకజం కాలం గతిం తే ఖిల దేవతాత్మనో దిశశ్చ కర్ణం రసనం జలేశం. అగ్నిర్ముఖం తే ఖిల దేవతాత్మా క్షీతిం విదుర్లోక భవాంఘ్రి పంకజం కాలం గతిం తే ఖిల దేవతాత్మనో దిశశ్చ కర్ణౌ రసనం జలేశం. அக்னிர் முகம் தே கில தேவதாத்மா க்ஷீதிங் விதுர்லோக பவாங்க்ரி பங்கஜம் காலம் கதிம் தே கில தேவதாத்மனோ தீஷஶ்ச கர்ணௌ ரஷனம் ஜலேஷம். Matajis, அக்னி ஃபயர், முகம் மவுத், தே ஆஃப் யுர் லார்ட்ஷிப், அகில தேவதாத்மா த ஒரிஜின் ஆஃப் ஆல் டெமிகாட்ஸ், க்ஷிதிம் த சர்ஃபேஸ் ஆஃப் த குளோப், விதுஹு தே நோ, லோகோபவ ஓ ஒரிஜின் ஆஃப் ஆல் பிளானெட்ஸ், அங்கிரி பங்கஜம் யுவர் லோட்டஸ் ஃபீட், காலம் இட்டர்னல் டைம், கதிம் ப்ரோக்ரஸ், தே ஆஃப் யுவர் லார்ட்ஷிப், அகில தேவதாத்மன த டோட்டல் அக்ரிகேட் ஆஃப் ஆல் த டெமிகாட்ஸ், தீஷஹ ஆல் டைரக்ஷன்ஸ், cha and karno your ears, rasanam taste, jala isham the demigod controller of the water. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. O father of all planets, learned scholar, know that fire is your mouth, the surface of the globe is your lotus feet, eternal time is your movement, all directions are your ears, and Varuna, master of the waters, is your tongue. Please repeat after me. O father of all planets, learned scholars know that fire is your mouth, the surface of the globe is your lotus feet, eternal time is your movement, all the directions are your ears, And Varuna, master of the waters, is your tongue. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In the Shruti mantras, it is said, Agni Sarva Devataha. Fire is the aggregate of all demigods. Agni is the mouth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is through Agni or fire that the Lord accepts all sacrificial oblations. Om Agyana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militang Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtham Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Agnir Mukham Te Khila Devatatma Kshitim Bidur Loko Bhagam Ripanpajam Kalam Gatim Te Akhilo Devatatmano Dishascha Karno Rasanam Jalesham. O Father of all planets, learned scholars know that fire is your mouth, the surface of the globe is your lotus feet, the eternal time is your movement, all the directions are your ears, and Varuna, master of the waters, is your tongue. So, the Prajapatis are offering prayers to Lord Shiva. They saw a great catastrophe is going to destroy the whole creation. The churning of the ocean, milk ocean, was taking place. Demigods and demons jointly got into that endeavor of churning milk ocean in order to get nectar. And Vasuki was made the churning rope. Mandar Mountain was the churning rod. And the Lord Himself appeared as the support to that churning rod, Mandar Mountain. The Lord actually instructed both the demigods and demons. Actually, they told the demigods to have a truce with the demons, headed by Bali Maharaj, that jointly you churn the milk ocean, and as a result of that, nectar will emerge, nectar will come out, and then you share it together. The demons agreed to that proposal. The demons are very cunning, very conniving. They thought that they will jointly churn the milk ocean to get the nectar, but when they get the nectar, they'll deprive the demigod and they will take the nectar away. So they agreed. Okay, yes, we agree. So, how to churn? The Lord instructed how to churn. It's not a simple job. The whole ocean has to be churned. So it needs a proper churning rod. And Mandar Mountain should be the churning rod. And Vasuki should be the rope. How many of you know how butter is churned? How many have seen? There is a churning rod. There is butter with water. And then with a rope, they churn it. And as a result of that, butter comes out from yogurt, dahi. So it's a separate kind of, it's a massive endeavor, like not an ordinary churning of yogurt to get butter, but it was an endeavor to get nectar by churning the milk ocean. Mandar mountain is so vast, so high, so far, so heavy. Although both the demigods and demons were carrying it, the demigods are not ordinary personalities, they are extremely powerful individuals, so are the demons. But Mandar mountain was so heavy that after they carried it for some time, they couldn't carry any more. So they dropped Mandar mountain, and as a result of that, many demigods and demons died. So how to carry on the mission? Then the Lord came riding on Garuda. And with his left hand, he lifted that mountain and placed it on the bank of Garuda. So this is the power of the Lord and his devotees. The collective endeavor of the demigods and the demons failed to carry them on the mountain, but the Lord so easily, with his left hand, he actually lifted the mountain and placed it on the bank of Garuda, and Garuda carried the mountain and flew. So here also we see the potency of the devotee of the Lord. Garuda is a devotee, that's why he is empowered by the Lord. The collective endeavor of the demigods and demons appear to be totally insignificant compared to Garuda's strength. Anyway, now the arrangement is made to churn, but as they placed the Mandar mountain on the water, the ocean is very deep, so mountain sank. Another problem. What to do now? So the Lord appeared as Kurma. Appearing as Kurma, the Lord supported Mandar mountain on his back. And that made the demigods and demons to churn. Made it possible for the demigods and demons to churn the milk ocean. So the milk ocean is being churned. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nithai ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Radha Rash Bihari ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. So the Lord then, as a result of that churning, the first came the poison, Kalkut, a terrible poison. And that poison was about to destroy everything. The poison was going to spread all over and destroy the whole creation. The endeavor was to get nectar, but what they got is poison. And so the demigods, who have the responsibility to maintain this universal affairs, they became very worried what to do. So they approached Lord Shiva. They went to Mount Kailash, and Lord Shiva was sitting there on top of Mount Kailash with Parvati, his eternal consort. And the Prajapatis started to offer these prayers to Lord Shiva. Now the interesting thing is that here we can see that the prayers that they are offering to Lord Shiva, actually they are the prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are calling Lord Shiva as the cause of all causes. They are calling Lord Shiva as the source of all creation. They are calling Lord Shiva as the source of all demigods. And here they are calling Lord Shiva as the directions are his ears, that the Varuna, the controller of water, is his tongue, and the entire surface of the globe is his lotus feet, and eternal time is his movement. And prior to that also we see so many wonderful offerings, prayers have been offered to him. Like, O Lord, you are... Okay, let's start from here. Yeah, okay. O Lord, you are the cause of bondage and liberation of the entire universe because you are its ruler. Those who are advanced in spiritual consciousness surrender unto you. And therefore, you are the cause of mitigating their distresses. And you are also the cause of their liberation. We therefore worship your Lordship. O Lord, you are the self-effulgent and supreme. You create this material world by your personal energy. And you assume the names Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwar when you are in creation, maintenance and annihilation. You are the cause of all causes, the self-effulgent, inconceivable, impersonal Brahman, which is originally Parabrahman. You manifest various potencies in this cosmic manifestation. Then it comes to today's two verses. Beautiful prayers actually. O Lord, you are the original source of all Vedic literatures. You are the original cause of material creation, the life force, the senses, the five elements, the three modes of Maha and the Mahatattva. You are eternal time, determination, and the two religious systems called truth, satya, and truthfulness, rita. You are the shelter of the syllable om, which consists of three letters, A, O, U, and Ma. O father of all planets, learned scholar, know you that fire is your mouth, the surface of the globe is your lotus feet, eternal time is your movement, all the directions are your ears, and Varuna, master of the waters, is your tongue. Now, these prayers are actually originally meant for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they are being offered to Lord Shiva. Now, is it that the demigods are flattering Lord Shiva? No. To understand that point, we have to go to other scriptures. I was just thinking of two scriptures. One is Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Brihad Bhagavatamrita is describing that Gop Kumar is going back to the spiritual world. He went out of the material nature, the material nature, the universe. He went past the seven layers of the universe. Then he came to the eighth layer, the layer of the region of Maya. And Maya Devi herself was alluring him. Why are you leaving? Stay here. Enjoy with me. But he offers obeisances and says, please let me go and serve your brother. Mahamaya is the sister of Krishna. So that's why he addressed her as your brother. Addressed him as her brother. And so then Maya let him go. Get out of this material nature.
And then he came to Brahma Jyoti. He was very perturbed when he was in Brahma Jyoti, because all this while he could see the Lord in various forms, various vigraha of the Lord. Everywhere he could find the Lord, present in some way or other. But now that he came to Brahma Jyoti, he could see the Lord, and he was about to lose, he was feeling as if he was losing his consciousness, meaning he was losing his Krishna consciousness. This kind of this influence of Brahma Jyoti was making him forget Krishna even. At that time he started to pray to Lord Jagannath. And then he saw a personality whose complexion is white like camphor. He was riding on a bull, surrounded by his associates. They all are chanting his glory. And he wondered, who is this? Who is this personality? And one of the associates of, who is this personality? So one of the associates of this personality started to reveal his identity. Oh, this is Lord Shiva. You don't know him? And he started to describe that Lord Shiva is non-different from Vishnu. Lord Shiva is Vishnu himself. And they requested him, why don't you stay with us and serve Lord Shiva? Of course, Gop Kumar declined. No. I want to be with the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here we can see that actually there is hardly any difference between Lord Shiva and Narayan. Hari and Hara. Very little difference. To understand the difference, we have to now go to Brahma Samhita. What is the difference and similarity? Kshirang yatha dadhi vikara vishesha yogat. Just as with the touch of acid, milk becomes yogurt. When milk becomes yogurt, it's different from milk. But there is no difference, also. It's the milk that became yogurt. Kshirang yatha dadhi vikara vishesha yogat sanjayate. Nahi tata prithagasti heto. There is no difference. Prithagasti heto. Ja sambhutam apitatha samupaiti karjad. Similarly, in order to accomplish a very special mission, the Lord has become Sambhu, Lord Shiva. Now what is this special purpose, special mission that made him become Lord Shiva? So we can see Krishna, Vishnu and Shankar, Lord Shiva or Shambhu, there is no difference. Like Vishnu became Lord Shiva to achieve certain special mission, certain special purpose. And what is the special mission? The special mission is to deal with the material nature. In order to manifest this material nature, the Lord has to get involved. But he cannot directly get involved with the material nature because the material nature is his separated energy, bohiranga shakti, aparayam itastannam. This is the apara, inferior energy, separated energy. So since this energy is separated from the Lord, Lord cannot directly deal with it. Then it won't remain as bohiranga, it will become antaranga shakti if he gets involved directly. Therefore, in order to deal with this material nature, he transforms himself into Lord Shiva. That is the difference. And that's why we also see what is the purpose of Lord's involvement in the material nature. The involvement requires sending living entities into the material nature. Material nature is sometimes unmanifest, sometimes manifest. When does the material nature become manifest? Vyakta, when the Lord glances towards the material nature. And through the glance of the Lord, the living entities come into the material nature. And then only material nature becomes manifest. Vyakta. Abhyakta dini bhutani vyakta madhani bharata. Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita. The material nature is sometimes unmanifest, then in the middle it becomes manifest, and then it becomes unmanifest again. What causes the manifestation of the material nature? Living entities coming here. The material nature is manifest now because we all are here, isn't it? We all are here, living entities are here, that's why it's manifest. If there is no living entity, what will happen? Will this material nature be manifest? No. It will become unmanifest. If there is no one to witness that, as Krishna pointed out, jajedam dharjate jagat. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying this material nature is composed of 8 elements. Bhumi rapo anolo bayu, khang mano buddhi revacha, ahankara iti angme, bhinna prakritir ashtadha. Bhinna prakriti, separated energy. But then he is saying, apare amitastannang prakritin vidhi me param. Beyond this inferior material energy, aparayam itastannam, prakritin vidhi me param, there is a superior nature of mind. And jiva bhutang mahabaho jajedam dharjate jagat. The living entities who are sustaining this material nature are coming from that superior energy. So the living entities are coming from Krishna's superior energy or Krishna's internal potency, the spiritual world. But they are coming to this material nature. So in order for living entities to come to this material nature, the Lord had to make some arrangement. He would not directly deal. He glances. So again, Brahma Samhita is describing that glance of the Lord is Sambhu. Glance means through which the living entities are coming to this material nature. It is through the agency of the glance, through the medium of his glance, that the living entities came to the material nature. And that glance is Shambhu. So this is the special purpose. And that's why we see how Lord Shiva is worshipped. Lord Shiva is worshipped as Lingam. Why? Because the living entities came through the agency of Lord Shiva. Through Lord Shiva they came. So once again we can now go back. Tashang Brahma Mahajonir Ahang Bija Pradapita. I am the seed giving father. So actually the seed giving father is Lord Shiva. Manifestation of the Lord in the form of Lord Shiva. Tashang Brahma Mahajonir. In this vast womb of this material nature, I am the seed giving father. Material nature, mother nature is compared here, or not compared, is signified here as the womb, and the living entities came through Lord Shiva, who has compared to the Lingam. Actually, when we see through the eyes of the scriptures, when we approach the scriptures with proper understanding and get proper information, then everything becomes clear. Everything becomes clear. Then there cannot be any conflict. Sometimes there used to be a massive conflict between the Shaivites and Vaishnavas, especially in South India. They used to even kill people. Not the Vaishnavas, the Shaivites used to kill the Vaishnavas. Even Ramanujacharya, there was a plot to kill Ramanujacharya because he was a worshipper of Vishnu. But we can see that all this conflict is coming from misunderstanding or lack of understanding. When you have the proper understanding, there cannot be any conflict. Only thing is that they have to have the proper understanding. The proper understanding is to see everything in the light of Krishna. Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajam. These 27 verses of Brahma Sangita 29-55, they are giving the perfect understanding. Like who is who? Who is Lord Shiva? As I just mentioned, Brahma Samhita is giving a clear understanding. Kshiram jathadadhi vikara vishesha yogat sanjayate nahi tatap prithagasti heto jasambhutam api tatha samupaiti karjad govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. In this way we see Govindam as the source. Then who is Durga? Mahamaya, Shishti Sthiti Pralaya Sadhana Sakti Rekha Chhaeva Jasya Bhuvanani Vibharti Durga. The shadow of his internal potency. So Mahamaya is the shadow. Chhaeva Jasya Bhuvanani Vibharti Durga Ichchanu Rupam Api Chachata Cheshtate Sa. In Maharashtra, Ganesh is very popular. Recently there was this Ganesh Chaturthi celebration. Who is Ganesh? Jat Pada Pallava Jugang Binidhaya Kumbha Dande Pranama Samaye Sa Ganadhiraja Ganadhiraja Gana Isha Ganadhiraja Ganapati. Who is he? Holding his lotus feet on his tumuli, on the top of his head. The elephant's head has two bumps. So on the two bumps are the lotus feet of the Lord situated. And that is how he is actually getting the power. Bignan bihantu malamasya jagatrayasya. Why Ganesh is worshipped? Do you know why Ganesh is worshipped? Ganesh is worshipped because he gives success. Everyone wants success, especially in business. We see that's why Maharashtra industrially is very, business-wise, very prosperous. Ganapati worship has some benefit. And how is it removed? How is he accomplished that power to bignan bihantu malamasya jagatrayasya, removing all the impediments of these three worlds, jagatrayasya, all the impediments. Now if the impediments are removed, then what will happen? Success will be easy. Failure is due to obstacles. Failures are due to impediments. When the impediments are removed, then success is easy. Lord Ganesh is actually removing the impediments. How is he able to do that? Holding the lotus feet of the Lord. So we can see Ganesh is actually a devotee of the Lord. So there is no need to feel any difference between Krishna worship and Ganesh worship. Rather, we should recognize that Ganesh is worshipping Krishna. Ganesh is worshipping Nrisimhadeva. जय श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय, जय श्री श्री राधा राज बिहारी की जय, जय श्री श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की जय। सो इन दिस वे वी कैन सी दैट the Krishna, how Krishna is the cause of all causes. Yeah, from when we look at from the material perspective, from this side, yeah, Lord Shiva is the personality who is the cause of everything. Just here it has been previous verse, all the elements of creation. Agnir mahi gaganam ambu marudishascha kalas tathatma manasiti jagatrayani. So there are 24 elements, Agni, fire, Mahi, earth, Gaganam is sky, Marut, air, dishes, directions, Kalas, Tatha, time, all these like five elements, five senses, five objects of the senses, five working senses, three elements and Mahatattva. Who is the source? Krishna is the original source. But from this angle when you look, yes, Lord Shiva is the cause of that. Because we are seeing Him in relation to the material nature going to the spiritual perspective. So who is that? But then we see, who is the source of Lord Shiva? The source of Lord Shiva is Vishnu. So this is how through proper perspective, through proper perception, everything becomes clear. Everything becomes clear. Our scriptures are giving very clear understanding. And especially Brahma Samhita, that's why Brahma Samhita is so important. If we understand Brahma Samhita, everything becomes clear. That's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who did not carry anything, he didn't even want to have anybody accompany him. He did not carry anything. As far as writing is concerned, although he gave such a profound spiritual process, but he didn't write anything. But based on his teaching, the Goswamis wrote volumes after volumes of books. And still so many books are being written just based on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't write anything. Just 8 verses, Shikshashtakam. But that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to South India, he came across Brahma Samhita, he copied it himself. So that shows the importance of Brahma Samhita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who would not write anything, he copied it. Because Brahma Samhita is the essence of entire Vedic literatures. The essence of entire Vedic literatures is Srimad Bhagavatam. And the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam is Brahma Samhita. Especially these 27 verses from 29 to 55. So this is how, why did Mahaprabhu do that? Because this Brahma Samhita is giving the essential teaching. And when he came back to Jagannath Puri, he gave Brahma Samhita to everybody. And they were so thrilled to get this book. He gave it to Ramananda Roy, he gave it to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he gave it to Sukhi Mahiti, he gave it to all the, he gave it to Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya. Study this, see what a wonderful scripture this is. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute, it has been perfectly presented through Brahma Samhita. Ishvaraha Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govindaha, Sarvakarana Karanam. He is the cause of all causes. And it has been demonstrated how He is the cause of all causes. And who is this Krishna? This Krishna is the Krishna of Vrindavan, the son of Nanda Maharaj. This Krishna is not Jadunandan Krishna, Vasudev Krishna. This Krishna is Nandanandan Krishna. That is Mahaprabhu's teachings. Aradha Bhagavan Brajeshutanai. Brajeshutanai, the supreme worshipable personality of Godhead, is the son of Nanda Maharaj. Brajeshutanai. Staddhamo Vrindavanam. His abode is Vrindavan. That is Krishna. So when we say that Ete Changsha Kalapungsha Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam, that Swayam Bhagavan is Krishna of Vrindavan. So that Krishna of Vrindavan has been revealed in this way. And Govindam Adi Purusham. Brahma saw him. How did he see him? He saw him in Vrindavan. Chintamani Prakarasadmasu Kalpa Vriksha. He's seeing Vrindavan. Chintamani Prakarasadmasu Kalpa Vriksha. The forest is of desire trees. The land is Chintamani. So, and he's seeing him as Venum Kananta Maravinda Dalayataksham. He's playing flute. Lotus eyes, his eyes are wide as lotus petals. So that Krishna is the Sarvakarana Karanam. So that's why we are very fortunate that by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy and by Srila Prabhupada's wonderful arrangement to distribute that mercy, today we have access to this such profound understanding. It is unfortunate that the people in the world are not really becoming aware or showing interest. Today's world is totally misdirected, and as a result of that, they are not really appreciating these teachings. Mayavad and Sunnavad. Srila Prabhupada came to destroy this Mayavad and impersonalism and voidism. Because this impersonalism and voidism is the worst enemy of this world. And by Prabhupada's mercy, they'll be destroyed. They have already been destroyed, at least from our hearts, that Sunnavad and Nirvisheshvad has been destroyed. And with the passing of time, more and more people will become exposed to it and accept it. And eventually, it will spread all over the world in every town and village. It's bound to happen. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted, and his prediction can never go in vain. The Lord's words can never go in vain. It will happen. It will literally happen all over the world in every town and village. Now let's try to work towards that. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande. Does anybody have any question or comment? Yes. The living entities, it will depend upon their situation. Those who have become pure, they'll go back to Godhead. And those who are not pure, they will go back to the body of Mahavishnu. And they'll remain in a kind of unconscious state, like sleeping. And when the creation will begin, they'll come back again. Get an appropriate body here. By the glance of Mahavishnu, they'll again be projected here. So those who will make it, they'll go back to the spiritual world. But those who won't make it, death is like falling asleep. Ultimately, annihilation means death. They'll die and they'll become unconscious. And they'll remain in that unconscious state till the next creation begins. All right? Hare Krishna. Yes?
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj. So, one of the things Prabhupada mentioned, starting of this series of prayers, that this prayer belongs to representing Mahavishnu, Lord Vishnu, not Lord Shiva. But we see...
No, the prayers are meant for Lord Shiva.
And Shiva, but he is representing Mahavishnu, or he is like...
In this prayer, it is not mentioned. In the prayer, it is not mentioned that actually the prayers are being addressed. That's what I actually pointed out. That these prayers are addressed to Lord Shiva, but actually these are the prayers we find in other places applied to Lord Mahavishnu or Krishna. So why was that? That was I was explaining.
So Maharaj, it appears that Lord Shiva is like one of the incarnation of Lord Vishnu.
Yes, expansion.
What's the difference in other expansion? That why we don't call Lord Shiva as Vishnu Tattva?
Okay, good. Very good point. Yeah. You see, there are two types of expansions, generally. Krishna himself expands. Like we can take the example of sun. And one sun becomes many. So they all are suns, right? Sun globe, sun planet. But the rays from the suns are another kind of expansions. One is Swamsa. He himself is expanding. And the other is Bibhinnamsa, parts and parcels. Now, Shiva is a separate tattva altogether. He is neither Vishnu tattva nor Jiva tattva. He is Shiva tattva, unique tattva himself. Like, Jiva tattva's conditioned souls are in the material nature. Lord Shiva is not a conditioned soul. The demigods are conditioned souls, but Lord Shiva is not. But at the same time, he is not Vishnu himself, because milk now has become yogurt. Do you call the yogurt milk? So you can't call Shiva as Vishnu in that way. But you can draw that conclusion in that way, that he became, Krishna became Shiva. Because he became, now milk became yogurt, therefore yogurt is non-different from milk, but yogurt is not milk. And Prabhupada gives another point here. The milk can become yogurt, but yogurt cannot become milk. Vishnu can become Shiva, but Shiva cannot become Vishnu. Okay, any other? Okay.
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for clarifying things. One more question in the same regard. As the Brahma Samhita says, Kshiram Yatha Gati Vikara Visheshoga, that because the transformation happens because he is coming in touch with the material world. So then
not coming in touch with the material nature. In order to be in touch with the material nature. You get it? In order, you understand the difference. Becoming Lord Shiva, coming in contact with the material nature, or in order to be in touch with the material nature, he became Lord Shiva.
Because then the question comes that whether Lord Shiva is touched or untouched with material nature.
He is not touched by material nature. He is beyond material nature. He's like, what is his abode? Is his abode in the material nature? Goloko namni, nijadhamni, tale cha tasya, devi mahesha haridhama suteshu teshu. This material nature is devidham, the abode of Mahamaya. But beyond that is the maheshdham, abode of Lord Shiva. Okay, last question.
That Mahesh Dham, there Lord Shiva is there, but we also know that in our universe also Lord Shiva is there.
Yeah.
So the one who drank poison, he was...
You see, Lord Shiva expands himself, like from Sada Shiva, he expands as Rudra, Shankar, in this material nature. So in the material nature also, in the universe also, he has his place. He has his abode.
So Maharaj, the one who drank poison, he was Sadashiva or...
No, that is the Lord Shiva who is in this, in relation to this material nature. Okay, thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hare Hare Gaur. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschatta Deshutarine. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya.